Torah tells us, "Vayishma Yisrael Kohen Midyan Chosei Moshe Is Kol Asher Asa Hashem Is Kol Asher Asa Elokim LeMoshe LeYisrael Amo Ki Yotzi Hashem Es Yisrael MiMitzrayim." So Yisrael heard everything that Hashem did to Moshe, and He took him out of Mitzrayim. So what exactly was it? What was the key ideas or events, I should say, that Yisrael heard that he decided, he's coming to join Bnei Yisrael? So Rashi quoting, we'll see in a moment, not exactly quoting, but seemed to be quoting Chazal in the Mechilta. Rashi asks, Ma shmua shama uba? What was it that brought him? A lot of things happened, but what in particular was it that brought Yisrael to join Bnei Yisrael? And Rashi answers, Kriyas Yamsuf u'melchemet Amalek. Two things, splitting of the sea and melchemet Amalek. Now what's very strange is that if you take a look in the Mechilta, you will find the same question and almost the same answer. It asks, Mashmu Hashem Uba, and it says, Rabbi Yoshua says, I think, Melchemet Amalek, and Rabbi Eliezer says, Kriyat Yamsu. Meaning, in the Mechilta, there are two different opinions. One opinion was, he heard about Melchemet Amalek, and that's why he came. And one opinion was, he heard about Kriyat Yamsuf, and that's why he came. But Rashi says, or seems to imply, it's the combination of the two things. It's both Kriyas Yamsuf together with Melchemet Amalek, and that's why Yisrael came. So what's so special about this combination? Rabbi Avram Twersky, famous psychiatrist in Talmud Chacham, writes in one of his Svarim as follows. Yisrael, we know, was somebody who was searching for the truth in religion. He abandoned the religion that he had been a Kohen, that he had been a priest in, and he searched and he was looking to find, trying every Avodah Zarah in the world. Kriyas Yamsuf happens. And like everybody else, he's just amazed by it. What did we read in last week's parsha? Shamu amim yegozun, chiyal achaz, yoshrei palashas, the whole world hears about Kriyas Yamsuf and everybody is trembling. And Yisrael says, I've discovered the truth. I've discovered the true religion. I discovered the true God. But Yisrael says, not only did I discover it, everybody discovered it. Everybody knows about it. I don't have to join Bnei Yisrael. I can live where I am. I can be fine staying in my own home, in my own house, in my own country, because everybody now recognizes the truth. I'll be surrounded by everybody who recognizes the truth. And right after Kriyas Yamsuf, Yisrael was very happy to stay where he was. Ma shmu Hashama uba? Why did he come? Why did he join Bnei Yisrael? Because shortly after Kriyas Yamsuf comes Amalek and attacks Bnei Yisrael. And all of a sudden, everybody who had been trembling from Bnei Yisrael, once Amalek comes along, Asher Korcha Baderech, Amalek cools down that feeling that, you have to believe in the God of the Jews. He throws a bucket of cold water on everything. And now people are saying, maybe he's not so great, the God of the Jews. People come and attack. Okay, they didn't win the battle, but who knows? And Yisrael realizes that even though truth is staring him in the face, he sees it all. It's so clear to him. But if he's going to remain where he is, he's going to be surrounded by people who just won't see the truth. For a moment, for a short period of time, he thought that, yes, everybody knows. But now he realizes that Amalek comes along, they're sowing doubt into whatever is going on. And he says, I can't stay where I am. Mashmu Hashem Uba, what brought him to join Bnei Yisrael? First Kriyas Yamsuf,
followed by Amalek's attack, I got to be with them. I can't stay where I am. What happened? Why did Amalek not realize what was going on? Everybody realizes. Yisro says himself, I saw, everybody saw. So how come Amalek didn't see what Yisro, and for a short period of time, other nations saw? And the answer is, very often, we only see what we're looking for. Things can be staring us in the face, but if we're not looking for it, we won't see it. We'll see right past it. Yisro was searching for the truth. He was searching for the true religion, for the true God. And when he came across it, he was ecstatic. But if a person isn't searching for God, if he's not searching for the truth, so Amalek, on the contrary, Amalek is always interested in sowing doubt into people's mind. In fact, the gematria of Amalek is the gematria of Safek, of doubt. Right? You don't have to believe in this, and you don't have to do that, and don't trust this, and don't believe in that. That's all Amalek was interested in. So it doesn't matter what everyone else sees, but if you're not looking for it, you're not going to find it. A number of weeks ago, I had a conversation with one of our alumni who was studying in some university. And she described a situation which is somewhat troubling. I was asking her about the other people on campus and how much of a chevra they have there. And although there was definitely some positive things that she said, some of the chevra is not exactly what you would want, hopefully what you would expect. She described the phenomenon, and I'm not clear how widespread this is, but you can have guys who spent not only 1 year studying in Eretz Yisrael, but staying Shana Bet in Eretz Yisrael. So you figure, guy comes and he stays 2 years in Eretz Yisrael, learning in a well-known, good yeshiva. So all of a sudden they come to college and certain things about their shmiras mitzvos is somewhat lacking. She described a phenomena, and I'm on tape here, I have to be careful, but she described a phenomena, something called sober negia. I don't know if you've heard of this, but they're shomer negia when they're sober. That's just most nights. But on Thursday nights is drinking nights on college campuses, evidently. And then, so it's a makom p'tur, right? Then they're exempt. So I'm asking about these guys. She said, these guys, 2 years in Eretz Yisrael and a good yeshiva. Why is that? So your initial reaction might be, what's wrong with the yeshiva? How come the yeshiva didn't... Problem isn't the yeshiva. Can yeshiva do everything that it's supposed to do? The question is, what are you looking for when you come in? It's because what you're looking for, what you're searching for, that's what you'll see. But certainly, if you don't find it, you're not going to be impressed by anything else if you're not looking for it. If you go to yeshiva because it's a cool thing to do, because it's good for my intellectual pursuits, right? It's challenging on my analytical abilities. If that's where you're going, so you'll find it. But the fact that there's ruchnius there, if you're not looking for it, doesn't matter how much is there. You're going to walk away with very little, if nothing. What you're looking for is what you'll find. If you're not looking for it, you won't find it. And that's very true in many ways. Right? If you come here, you come for a year to study. Right? So what did you want to gain? People who come and they want to gain in Ruchnius, they'll find Ruchnius. People are looking for something else, so they'll find whatever that something else is. A friend of mine told me recently that he heard a shiur from Rav Reisman in Brooklyn. And He was talking to, I guess, two different people about their trip to Eretz Yisrael. So one of them, he says, how was your trip to Eretz Yisrael? Ah, person describes how he went to the Kotel, and he went to Kever Rachel, and he went to this person, and got a bracha from this Gadol, and he went here, and he went there. Says another person, says, how's your trip to Eretz Yisrael? He says, ah, oh, the hotel was like this, and the taxi drivers are just driving you crazy about this, and the traffic was like this, and the weather was like that. And so the person who went to Eretz Yisrael, who came to look for Ruchnius, so he'll find it. And if a person comes to Eretz Yisrael because he's looking for a vacation and a nice hotel with nice weather, so that's what he'll find. It all depends on what your attitude is. Chazal tell us that when Bnei Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu, Naseh v'nishma, those two words in that order. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, who revealed the secret of the Malachi Asharis? Who revealed the secret of the Malachi? Because they say Naseh v'nishma. What's the secret of the Malachi? The Malach has one goal. He wants to serve Hashem. That's his goal. Because he's a Malach. So Hashem tells him something, Naseh. He goes ahead and he does it. And Nishma. And secondly, he'll hear, he'll try to understand, he'll spend some time analyzing it. But the main thing is the Naseh, is to do whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. When Bnei Yisrael said Naseh and Nishma, they were adopting the role of the Malachim. They were coming along and saying, we want to do Avodas Hashem. That's what we're looking to do. And when you have that attitude of Naseh v'nishma, you're not there to come along primarily to sit and to analyze and the intellectual experience. It's all important. But the first thing is the Naseh. The first thing is to be a Malach, to be a Shaliach, to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us. That's the main thing. And for that Naseh v'nishma, Bnei Yisrael got two crowns. One keneged the Nas and one keneged the Nishma. It all depends what our attitude is when we come in. We come in with that positive attitude. We come in looking for Ruchnius. Then, Berzus Hashem, we're going to find it.